happy with where you're at. You try to, the whole thing, which maybe is wrong on my part, is to not focus on what you don't have and how much you want it. Kind of, we always talk about being stuck down here, and be happy with where things are at right now, and it will only get better. And it's true, when he feels good, everything goes better. But when he feels bad, it's so bad. It is so miserable.
Well, that's
and hard
really,
to be around him. I mean, because it breaks my heart, not for any other reason.
Well, it's a good thing to acknowledge that when he feels bad, he feels very, very bad. Because that means when he feels bad, it's a true departure from who he really is. And if you could focus upon the fact that who he really is must be something very different from that, and that's the reason that feeling bad feels so bad, you can take some solace in that. But there's something, here's a really big piece that we want to give to you, and we think you can hear it easily. The reason that, you know, when you listen to your children or to anyone, you're very wise. We can feel that you get this. You're like your son. You get the game. You know that positive thoughts feel one way and negative thoughts feel another. And you know you've been exercising some measure of control, and you've noticed the correlation between your thoughts and what's happening. And so, and you're like everybody. You're getting better and better at it, and you're better at it relative to some subjects than others. You're really doing quite well. But have you noticed, all of you, have you noticed that when someone's complaining to you about something that's really going wrong in their life, their complaint is an asking. They're asking you for ideas or for solutions. In the same way that the contrast is causing them to ask the universe at large for improvement. And just like they're not in a vibrational place where they can let the universe deliver the solution to them, they're not in a place where they can let your words deliver the solution to them. So what's really happening is when anyone, but especially someone that you really care about, asks you with really a lot of drama for solutions to a problem that's so active and alive within them, they are in the last place, an impossible place to hear your answer, even if it is the most brilliant answer of all times. Jerry and Esther's friends had an experience like that recently, where they're putting some videos, maybe you've seen some clips up on the YouTube site, pieces of seminars, and someone who saw one of the seminars sent a request to the comments on the YouTube site, and her words were, "Please, if you can give me any help at all, I would really appreciate it." And so this very dear person was drawn into her very powerful cry for help and answered. When Esther read the answer, Esther considered it to be the most right-on, dead-on, exact answer that if this woman had listened to 100 recordings, she could have extrapolated. In other words, point for point, it was the perfect answer to her question. And while Jerry and Esther don't want anybody doing that, they've learned a long time ago that it's better to let people figure things out than to try to help them along. They learned it themselves the hard way. The email was replied, and then this person wrote a scathing reply. How dare you say this? 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 And Esther felt so much understanding about the whole situation because she said, "Please tell me what you know." And when she was told what they knew, she couldn't hear it and hated them for telling her. It wasn't just a, "Oh, thanks, I've tried that, it doesn't work." It was a, "How dare you? How dare you give me this information?" Now, that was a dramatic example of what you're experiencing here, but we would like all of you to understand that just because somebody is asking you for an answer to their question or a solution to their problem doesn't mean, even if you give them the best answer or solution in the world, that they're in a place that they can hear it. And in giving the answer to them, you know what really happens to them? It aggravates their sense of not getting it even more. Have any of you been experiencing anything like that? So what you want to do to soothe yourself is say, words don't teach, it's life that teaches. And so here are the words that, through the perspective of Source, that you could say to your son, but you've got to feel it before you can give it, otherwise it comes off wrong. But this is what we want you to know. This is the framework from which we want you to speak to your children. You know, I knew the day you were born that you were special. and I can feel the power.